Would you like to accelerate your career and reach your full potential in just minutes a day? Welcome to the LeadX Show with New York Times bestselling author and Inc. 500 entrepreneur, Kevin Cruz.
What if the best way to sell isn't actually to sell? Hello, everyone. I'm Kevin Cruz. Welcome to the LeadX Show, where we help you to stand out and to get ahead. At LeadX, we are democratizing leadership. We offer free leadership training and professional development to anyone, anywhere, at any time. Visit our website, leadx.org, to check out the free course of the day. On today's show, you're going to hear from a public company CEO, and we're going to talk about changing the name of a major brand and why you need to take it slow, advice for succeeding in direct sales, how our health, or lack thereof, influences those around us. But first, today's tip is, done is better than perfect. I once had a business that I just knew was going to be a huge success. It was a suite of online healthcare websites. They had great animation, gamification, video. I just knew it was going to blow away WebMD. I spent about a year of my life, roped in a bunch of friends, and I spent over $500,000, and it launched and failed miserably. Everything was just a waste. Software developers have a saying, shipped is better than perfect. That's because they know that version 1.0 won't be perfect, and they're okay with it because there's going to be a 1.1, a 1.2. Software is actually never done. It's never perfect. Entrepreneurs now build what they call an MVP very quickly, minimum viable product. And they use it to get immediate feedback from the market. Reid Hoffman, founder of LinkedIn, once said, "If you aren't embarrassed by your MVP, you waited too long to release it." Well, he could have saved me a lot of money. Now, there are times when perfect matters. Whoever packs my parachute, I hope they pack it perfectly. But for most things, every day, lives are not at stake. And too often, we use perfectionism as a form of procrastination. Remember, done is better than perfect. Our guest today has 25 years of experience in the direct selling industry with top leadership positions at Party Light and Nu Skin. Today, he's the CEO of publicly traded company Medifast, the parent company of OptaVia, which up until recently used to be called Take Shape for Life. Our guest is Daniel Chard. Daniel, welcome to the LeadX Show.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
Now, Daniel, I've got a tradition where I always ask our guests the same first question. I'm kind of greedy because I want to learn from your failures. So pick one out, a career failure, something that didn't go your way. And what did you learn from it?
Well, you know, I think early in my career, I was in a large consumer products company. And I was a product manager in charge of new product initiatives. And the mandate was to increase penetration in the U.S. market. And our answer to doing that was to enter the multi-billion dollar children's segment. It was this was a cookie brand. And we did all the standard marketing things, did the research that showed strong intent around our concept, and developed the product around all these insights. We launched and we started achieving less than half of what we had projected, despite all of our best intentions and a lot of money spent behind research. And ultimately, we started losing distribution and we had to reposition the brand. I think so from the standpoint of, did the initial concept succeed? No, it didn't. I think what we realized, or what I specifically learned from that, is that if the initial insight is wrong, then nothing else really goes right. So as we continued to learn and really understood what the real insight was, which was that this was a cookie brand, as I mentioned earlier. It actually wasn't about selling children's cookies. It was about creating an activity between children and their mothers. Once we understood that real insight, we changed the positioning of the brand, made some tweaks to the products, and the brand actually thrived and did very well and accomplished all its objectives. So really a little bit of an example of failure turning into success. But the failure part was important because it allowed us to get to the key learning.
Yeah, right. I was going to say it's not win or lose, but win or learn. And you're able to learn and then turn it into a success. Just took longer than you originally thought, right?
Exactly.
Now, Daniel, we have listeners in 148 countries around the world, variety of industries. So for those of my listeners who aren't yet familiar with Medifast, and Forbes named you as one of the 100 most trustworthy companies, you know, tell us in your own words about Medifast.
Well, Medifast is a company that's been around for close to 40 years now. It started in the early 80s as a trying to help physicians offer their patients something that they weren't able to get on the outside, and which was a diet plan that would help them lose weight. And we've evolved a lot since then. We no longer look at ourselves as a diet company. We look at ourselves as a health and wellness company that provides not just products, but an entire lifestyle approach to achieving optimal health and well-being. So over the last 37 years, we've had the massive endorsement from doctors around the country. Over 20,000 doctors have recommended our approach to optimal health and well-being. And we've also found some very unique ways to help our clients achieve what they're looking for. And that's when we do that through a community that spans the United States of what we call OptaVia coaches. So people who can help individuals accomplish their goals by supporting them, not just with products, but also a complete lifestyle change that helps them incorporate healthy habits into their life. And that's what it allows us to achieve our really big promise, which is lifelong transformation, one healthy habit at a time.
That's a great promise. And you mentioned that this is really your biggest division is almost 14,000 health coaches. Is that about right?
Yep, that's about right. The end of last quarter, 13,500.
13,500 health coaches throughout. And now this is the division that used to be called Take Shape for Life, and you've recently rebranded it to OptaVia. Now, how do you keep almost 14,000 health coaches engaged and positive? Because I'm sure a lot of them are thinking like, oh my gosh, all this time behind the one brand. Now we've got a new name. No one's going to have heard of us. The normal challenges of rebranding, an organization or a product. How did you manage through that?
Well, it's been an interesting journey. Everyone loved the descriptive nature of Take Shape for Life because it talks about exactly what we did. But
right,
it's a little bit of a mouthful, four words, and it's not necessarily a brand that's kind of rolls off the end of your tongue. So as we looked at our vision of not just doing this, meaning our offering this to the United States, but recognize that for us to achieve our full vision of helping the world be more healthy, we had to create a brand that had relevance internationally. So today we're only in the United States. We have aspirations of being international. All of our coaches recognize that as part of their mission. And as we started talking about the things we could do to make that vision a reality, one of the first things we talked about was, how do we create a brand that has relevance internationally and that can be tied to a product that ties into some of the most, important things to potential clients, like clean label, being free of artificial flavors, colors, and part of our line is non-GMO. So it became very clear what we needed to do from a brand standpoint. And we've been on this journey officially. I mean, there were about 2.5 years that went into planning the transition.
Right.
And now about a full year has gone into introducing different parts of the product line. And this past July at our convention in Dallas, Texas, we introduced the full line. So we gave them a little bit of time to adjust to the new brand.
Yeah, that makes sense. And that's exciting, the global opportunity, because, of course, unfortunately, the obesity epidemic is becoming a worldwide epidemic, and direct sales models very popular in different countries as well. So your investors have to be pretty excited about the years ahead.
Yep, I think they are.
So, when it comes to direct selling, tremendous opportunity for people. Often a lot of people will get involved and then maybe don't make the commitment. So what would be your advice to, say, a new health coach that's getting involved? She really wants to, perform well and get ahead. What's the secret to getting off to a strong start and then building that business up?
Well, the way we really start out is with individuals as clients. So a coach is approached by a client, typically because they know that person or they have some kind of association. So what we say is start by having your own experience. If you have a passion for being healthy, if you want to do some things in your life that will allow you to live a more healthy, active life, and typically there's a deeper reason for doing that. People want to be better husbands or a better wife or a better mother or a better father because they know they can do that by being a more healthy individual. So we say, take the journey of being a client, get healthy. As you do that, you'll be an inspiration to other people. And if you have the passion to be a coach, as people come to you and talk about what your transformation looked like, then be a coach. If you don't have the passion to be a coach and pay it forward, then go ahead and refer those individuals who ask you about your transformation to the coach that helped you. What we really focus on is creating a community of like-minded, like-hearted individuals that help clients or people who want to make this change in their lives be successful. And then a portion of those will go on to want to start their own business and be a coach. So the business of coaching, to be an Optavia coach.
Right.
And for those individuals, we say, just share what you went through. People who are interested in changing with somebody who's been through it, who's been in their, in their own shoes, who's kind of walked through this journey previously and has a specific connection with the individual who's coming to, in this case, the Optavia brand.
Yeah, Daniel, I'm really glad the way you shared that because, over my 30 years, from the outside, someone would say, oh, Kevin sold that $1 million project. Kevin sold that $18 million company he started. And yet I say, I've never sold anything. I mean, all I've done is shared my experiences and tried to teach along the way. And then if that's changed other people's behaviors, if people then want to do more things, with me, that's great. But the best selling to me isn't the old school selling at all.
No, and that's exactly right, Kevin. And we don't talk about coaches as salespeople, and we don't talk about them as selling products. And we talk about them first and foremost as guiding a new client through what we talk about as the habits of health, which is a system that was developed by the co-founder of Optavia. And this habits of health journey helps them incorporate these new healthy habits into their lives, which results in that lifelong transformation. So products are simply one of the tools to help them create these healthy habits in their lives. But there's not any kind of high pressure salesmanship. It's just helping people achieve their goals with a proven approach to lifelong change.
And LeadX listeners out there, I always challenge you to get 1% better every single day. How do we take action to get a little bit better? And so the challenge today, based on my conversation with Daniel, I want you to pause and think about your own health and its impact on others. I start every morning and I kind of reflect on my intentions around health, wealth, and relationships. And when it comes to health, I remind myself about eating clean or hitting my workouts for the day or whatever that might be. And Daniel, you talked about just being an inspiration to others. And I was, for my next leadership book, I was just doing this research on social contagion, how we are influencing others, whether we want to be or not. And if we are not taking care of ourselves and not exhibiting healthy habits, our kids, our spouse, our friends, they're likely to get less healthy themselves. And yet if we get healthy ourselves and exhibit those positive health habits, all of a sudden, everybody else starts getting a little bit healthier around us. So even just by modeling it, we are leaders in our communities. I thought that was an important point to highlight. And Daniel, how can our listeners find out more about Medifast and Optavia?
Well, we, like every other company in the world, we have a website. You can go to optavia.com and learn more about what our offer is to achieve this lifelong transformation. And that's where you can find out about being connected with a coach who can help your listeners become acquainted with how you take the first healthy habit, which is proper nutrition, and use that to achieve your healthy weight, which typically is the most important thing. I mean, doctors agree that that's the most important thing, but to use that first step as a catalyst for greater change. And that's what we talk about when we think about optimal health and well-being, is learning, living, and sharing this set of healthy habits that actually, literally changes people's lives, and kind of goes on and on, because when your life has changed, when you've done something that has had a positive effect in your life, the first thing you want to do, as you pointed out, Kevin, is share it with someone else. And that's what we're passionate about, is helping people change and facilitating that sharing.
Love it. Catalyst for Transformation, optavia.com. We'll make sure we put that in the show notes as well. Daniel, thanks for coming on to the LeadX show.
Thank you, Kevin. It's been great being with you.
Friends, before we go, remember, at LeadX, we're on a mission to give free leadership training and professional development to everyone, anywhere, at any time. Visit leadx.org, that is, to check out our course of the day. Or visit leadx.org/Branson to download our free ebook, Richard Branson's 7 Secrets to Leadership. And please take one quick minute, go to leadx.org/subscribe to subscribe and leave a rating for this podcast, The LeadX Leadership Show, leadx.org/subscribe. Until next time, remember, you have incredible influence on those around you, your family, your team at work, your community. We all need you to lead mindfully. How will you lead today?